Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Yes, everyone. I know you all had a great week. Man, did you guys listen to our episodes? Oh, my goodness.
They had to.
Oh, we saw such an uptick. Thank you all so much. We see the growth and we appreciate it. And I guess that's what brought us to our topic today.
Come on now.
When you love someone, you let them grow.
No, you don't. When you love someone, you stunt their growth.
No.
That way you stay by me. I don't know why I married you.
Why?
Because I should have married a shrinking violet.
What do you mean?
That way I can tower over them and block the sunlight so they can't grow.
He doesn't even mean that. I just want you to understand. He would be so bored with a shrinking violet. He likes someone to challenge him. He likes someone that's growing. And once he grows, then they grow. And we grow back and forth. We're like, oh, dang. Here we grow again. That's what it looks like.
Sounds okay? Like you're trying to push me to limits I don't want to go to.
Yeah. You know, the sky is the limit.
Amen.
Right? And so what we want to talk about is sometimes we get stuck in our ways. Right? So let's just think about this. There is an unprecedented focus in the world about self-growth, especially at the beginning of a new year, right?
Right.
Everyone is saying, you should be this better person. You got to do this better. You got to change this, lose weight, you know, start being organized, write down all the things you're going to do. You're going to do it all and you're going to do it all right away.
So what you're saying is at the beginning of the year, we all start lying to ourselves.
Yeah. You know, we start getting into a point where we want to be better. And then as we want to be better, right? Mm-hmm. We want our spouses to be better and we want them to grow at the same rate we do.
Okay. No, I get exactly what you're saying, because I have to admit, like, you open doors to me that I never even knew I wanted to walk through.
Yeah.
Because once you open these certain doors and I see, like, the potential of what I can do, like, I'm actually shocked myself sometimes.
Uh-huh.
When I grow in matters that I didn't know I had.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, dang, Connell, you did that?
Yes, you did, baby. You did that. And you did that on this watch, on Rhonda's watch, okay? And, you know, sometimes there's things that you have definitely challenged me to grow on. You know, I can be obstinate. I can be stubborn. God knows this is true.
Yes.
And if I'm going down one path, I'm like, this is me. This is what it's going to be. That's it. And then you go, no, that's not happening. No, lady, that's not happening. And I feel the need to change. I feel the need that I must grow,
facts.
Right? But sometimes in our quest for enlightenment, right? For us to grow and to be these new self-discovered selves, right? We can only focus on ourselves because we're getting upset that our mate is not growing at the same level.
Hmm.
And so, you know, if you love someone, you'll let them grow, but you'll let them grow at their own pace.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because the fact of the matter is, it's just like school. People learn at their own pace.
There's a curve for everyone.
Yeah. So the only thing you can do is hope that they are willing to take that journey with you. But you definitely shouldn't force it, because if you have to force somebody to meet you where you're at, just being honest, they're not willing to grow in that relationship. They're
right.
Very comfortable where they're at and they want to stay there.
Right. The other thing is for you to recognize as a mate, your job is to honor and hold the space for when they're ready to get to where you are. Right. As opposed to expecting and demanding that, you know, your spouse fits into or feels and behaves and thinks like you, then, you know, you want to just to marry yourself, right?
Hmm.
Is that what you're saying? You don't want nothing different. You don't want spontaneity. You don't want it to change. You don't want something good and different. You know, I find that to be more challenging, and that's more exciting. That requires growth. If it's two people doing the same thing, how are they going to really push one another to be better?
Yes, there's no iron sharpening iron if we're just doing the same thing.
You better
it's
say
just,
that.
It's just two dull blades. Right? We're getting weak together.
Exactly. But think about it. When you're putting iron next to iron, well, there's sparks, right?
Facts.
And sometimes it doesn't feel good, okay? Sometimes
yes.
When iron hitting iron and sparking and stuff, sometimes it's going to cause some friction, right?
Agree.
But you know what? That's how it works, right? That's how it moves you to be better, because you want someone that's going to really increase you, compliment you, you know?
Yeah.
Add to you. They shouldn't be who you are. They should add to you. And I think sometimes we don't think of that. We don't look at that clearly enough, in my opinion. Am I off or what?
No, I hands down agree with you. As you're saying this, I'm thinking about the statement you made in the beginning. If you love someone, you let them grow.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. If you love somebody, you're willing to grow with them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you, like, outgrowing me And then where would we be?
Right. And see, you just brought up the great point that I wanted to talk about when we were in this, is this: sometimes you can outgrow your spouse. Mm. It's a problem, and you don't want to outgrow. Outgrow means that you didn't wait, or you didn't think about them too. You were thinking about just yourself. You said, right, I need to grow. I'm here. You're there. You know, it's almost a condescending way of thinking of your mate, right?
Okay.
And I'm not saying that your mate is right, right? That maybe your mate does need to, you know, clean up their act or grow up a little bit or get a little bit more self-importance in life, you know? Maybe they do need to do that, but maybe you should lead by example rather than pointing out their flaws. Because the Bible says when you love someone, you lay your life down for a friend.
Right.
Your mate is your lifelong friend first, right?
I hope so.
You better, right? You know, it should be. Let me just be clear. But what I want to say is that sometimes, you know, we don't work on growing together and we end up growing apart, you know?
Facts.
And that makes me think, like, you know, so if we're doing this self-awareness, is it really self-sabotage a little bit? If you keep pointing out everything that you're trying to do to get these, like, newly discovered revelations about yourself, you know, is it possible that it's creating marriages to no longer be healthy because you're so busy focusing on what you got to do that you stop focusing on what we got to do?
No, that's a very good point. As you're saying it again, I'm actually envisioning a couple not so much like ourselves, and the woman saying to the husband something to the effect of, what are you doing? I'm trying to help you. Like, I'm trying to help you be better. I'm trying to help you grow. I'm trying to help you do this, that, and the other. And that's not real help. Helping me is, like you were saying, leading by example and kind of giving me a slight nudge. Hey, because the fact of the matter is, if I love you enough to see you growing,
yeah,
why wouldn't I want to try it just a little bit, just to see? Mm. Like you said, I might be stretching myself outside of my own comfort zone, but just to see if it might be something I might be cool with, you
right,
know? Because you don't know what you like until you try it, right?
That's so,
like,
true.
I didn't know I liked Reese's Cups until I ate them. I didn't know I liked just eating peanut butter and jelly out the jar without the bread until I did that.
And you didn't know you liked crab legs until you married me, right?
Facts.
Oh,
I didn't know what real butter was until I met you, and I love butter now.
Oh my God, you cannot leave that open. You must tell them about that. Oh my God, you guys.
The fact of the matter, people,
these are facts.
I grew up on margarine. And yes, in my mind, I thought that was real butter. Even though the commercial says, I can't believe it's not butter, I thought that was butter because that's all I ever had. But then when I got with Rhonda.
Vegetable oil.
I got with Rhonda and we were buying salted butter. I'm like, what is this thing?
No, it's salted cream.
Salted cream? Well, I'm just saying. When I got with Rhonda, we brought the sticks of butter and I'm like, what is she buying? I used to get the tub. This isn't great value. But then once I tasted it, people, woo, child.
It does something.
Come on now.
It does something.
I was over. Me and Marjorie, I never looked back at Marjorie again.
Yes, we were like, she's out.
Come on, people, because you know Marjorie was 2-for-1 special. It was the bulk and it became Tupperware. Come on.
Yes, it did. But it's just not healthy for you. Well, butter, a lot of butter isn't good for you either. But at least have the creme de la creme of butter, you know, of you know, type of seasonings. But I don't know. I just, right, I'm obsessed with it.
But we digress.
We do. We digress. What we want to say is this, that sometimes in your, I would say, your approach, right?
Yes.
To seeking self-growth, sometimes it does not give the result that you're looking for your marriage. Because think of it, you're saying self-growth, right? Mm-hmm. You're not saying we grow, couple growth. You're not saying anything like that. And what happens is, you know, while it's not intended to, it could be pushing your spouse more or pushing their buttons more than anything else, causing them to not want to grow more and pulling back into the shell, right? I've never seen a plant, right, that when you water it, that it doesn't grow from the, you know, from the ground if it's planted in good soil, right? If it's being deprived of water,
right,
you'll see it actually go back into its original form and ball up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens to your mate when you're telling them you need to do this, and this will make you better, and this will make you better, and then you can almost be just like me, right?
Come on now.
That, I mean, I don't know about you, but that's detrimental to a relationship. It would be detrimental to me.
Oh, I'm over here hurt right now for whoever this is happening to.
It's happening to a lot of people. Think of all of the callers that have called in. Think of the people who have written letters talking about, hey, I'm trying to do this in my life. I'm trying to grow, but my spouse wants to stay here. Or I don't like that I'm losing all this weight and they're not losing any weight. I want them to lose weight, but they don't want to say it because they would hurt their feelings. It's just a lack of communication. But I will tell you this, anytime there's a life change, there is a possibility for divorce, okay?
Right.
You know, anytime like you're going through retirement, and we talked about this with Christina Previte Esquire, if you all remember, and it's like if someone is going through a life change, meaning altering to the point where it alters their appearance, right? They're like, hey, I've decided I don't like the way I look anymore. I'm going to go out and I'm going to work out. I'm going to get tight. I'm going to get strong.
Right.
I'm going to get that snatch back, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they call it nowadays, you guys. I just want to show you how it's cool. But anyway, they've done all of this. But what happens is they've worked on themselves growing, their muscles getting tighter, them getting stronger, right? And then they start to think, oh, I got some other options.
Right.
And so they've outgrown their spouse rather than helping or asking their spouse to grow with them.
So the fact of the matter is, how do you get to the point where it's not so much a nudge, but it's like, hey, let's do this together. Like, how do you actually bring that up in the aspect of just keeping it, you know, me and you versus mm-hmm. just me?
Right. Because you don't want to, because remember, what we're talking about today is when you love someone, you let them grow, right?
Right.
But if you keep focusing on you, you're going to say when you love someone, you let them go. And that's a difference. People say that and they're like, oh, and it's a boomerang effect and they'll come. No, they won't. If you love someone, you should never let them go. You should never let them go. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Worst quote in the world. I don't care who wrote it.
You're talking about the one where they say, if you love them, let them go. And if they come back, if they don't come back, it was never yours to begin with.
Yeah,
that's
the dumbest thing I ever said. Because if it's a treasure to you, right? If it's something you value, why would you let it go, right?
Right.
I'm going to fight for it. Unless it's just toxic and we won't be able to grow together.
Right.
That's the only way you don't do this, right? I'm talking about just like little things that you can work together on to get better at. And sometimes it's big things too. But
agreed.
You got to work at it. Marriage isn't easy and it's not for the faint of heart, you know? But you have to be willing to help them get there. And you just asked me a question. I want to answer that. Can I do that? I'm sorry. I went on a tangent.
Go ahead.
Okay. First, I would tell you that we've got our top five. Can I tell them the top five?
What are we calling it?
Here we grow again.
Here we grow again. Here we grow. Okay.
Again, right? Because we don't want it to be a situation like, here we go again. You said you're going to be better. You said you're going to do this. But here we grow again. Look at us. We're growing. Every step we take, we're growing again together.
Man, everything you say is a song. Every little step I take.
Oh my God, that was my jam.
Okay,
you guys.
Copyright, we can't sing it.
Okay, we're going to come back. Okay, so number one, are you ready?
Come on.
I'm telling you to catch your partner in the very act of growth. You like it? I'm serious.
No, it's just the face you were making, like catch him in the very act. I'm like, of what? What are you trying to catch them in?
You got to catch them. You have to look for growth. And then when you find it, praise it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the best compliment.
Yeah.
It's like really praise somebody for the work you see they're doing.
Yeah. Well, think about it. You know, you heard of people, they say talk to your plants, right? And they'll grow. Well, you better talk to your plant and it's your spouse, okay? You have to develop them. You got to tell them like, dang, that was so good. I cannot believe you did it. You know how you would have never done that 2 years ago, right?
Ooh.
Look at what you're doing now. Oh my God, babe. I mean, seriously. You say that to me, kind of, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
You're saying it now, and it's not necessarily to me, but I can feel the emotion behind it. Like, I'm getting goosebumps. Like, yeah, I can do anything. I can do anything through Rhonda, whose strength is me.
Oh!
Come on, now. Yeah.
Through God that strengthens you. Don't
Amen.
You get me in trouble. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, you ready for number two?
Come on, now.
Okay. Take an interest in what interests them.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts, people. Rhonda don't like football.
No.
And she might not even watch it, but the fact she'll sit in the room when I watch it,
yeah,
that means the world to me.
Yeah, and then I end up starting to like it, you know, or I'll be like, dang. Oh, man, that's what
he got
did.
Hit.
Yeah.
Like, when she get excited about a hit, I'm like, oh, that's my baby. I get goosebumps.
And you all, come on, this is Super Bowl weekend that's coming up, right? So you all better, if you don't like football, you better pretend. I mean, if it's not your team, you better start rooting. You better pick something, find something. Like, I like their uniforms. I don't care what it is. Figure it out. I don't like Tom Brady, right? But, you know, I do love Mahomes. So, you know, figure it out what you want
to
do.
No, hands down. But I definitely do think, like, you have to find a common ground. Or
right.
common interest. And even if you don't like it, fake it till you make it. And then you might end up liking, because it's been certain things that, like, it'll be a certain show.
Uh-huh.
Like, people, I'm not going to lie. I was not about that life for Bridgerton.
Oh, God.
I was not about that life, but Rhonda was watching it, and I'm laying in the bed looking at my phone, like, what is she watching? You know?
Bridgerton is the bomb.
But, you know, I sat there for an episode or two, and then, like, when she fell asleep, guess who kept watching?
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to lie. Like it can be benefits to this.
Yes.
Like kind of picking up the ball and picking up what they like and just running with it.
Yes. And you all will not believe this. When I woke up to, you know, go back to where I was on Netflix, and then he was on like episode 6, and we had like, when I fell asleep, it was episode 2. I was like, well, what happened? So I had to rewind, and he watched it with me again. So, you know, sometimes what you don't intend to have interest in, to be honest.
True.
You'll find interest because when you see your mate happy about it, then you become happy about it.
Agreed.
You know? And you know, I'm just telling y'all, just practice what you preach. You can't say, I want you to look at this and grow with me on this, but you're not willing to grow with them on what they like and what they value. Right?
I'm with you.
Okay, you ready for number 3?
Come on now.
Be open.
Be open.
Yeah, you got to be open to new things. You got to be open to new places.
Yeah.
New foods.
Come on.
Okay,
now.
And new ideas. You know, I mean, we've tried so many different things, and I really believe it's caused us to look at different things and open our minds, not just to the same old, you know?
No, agreed. The key word is that we've tried. We've, not just you, not just me, but we.
Yeah.
But even taking it a step further, being open to new ideas. Because I know, like, as two individuals who came together, sometimes we could be set in our own ways.
Right.
Like, people, I'm the king of shooting down ideas. Like, I'll poop on a dream in a minute, especially to my wife sometimes.
We call him dream killer.
Yeah.
Like, here he comes.
Pew, 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 pew.
Killing a dream.
But I really had to catch myself, because I'll do it unintentionally, because that's just who I have been. And I have to catch myself, because usually when Rhonda comes to me with something, she doesn't just come with me with a whim. Like, she's really thought this out, and she's, like, really, like, gung-ho and centered on this.
Yeah.
And so I really had to catch myself and really listen to what she's trying to say, and like, then really just ask myself, why not? Like, why can't your idea work? Just because I'm used to doing something different. So if you can just take that mindset, men, women, whoever, of just being open and honest to whatever comes your way, come on now. You're helping somebody grow just from that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you have. And there's times like where I'm just thinking, hey, you know, he's not going to like this idea. But he said, no, tell me anyway. And I'll tell him the idea. He's encouraged me. And we've gone so far. One of those ideas was, you know, when some of our classmates came to us to do this podcast. And, you know, this was to us, you know, coming up, you know, in the, you know, church world, things like that. It wasn't something that was talked about all the time, you know. And then COVID happened, and it just launched this, or catapulted this platform into the mainstream. And had we waited, right, I don't know that we would have jumped on or found as many people, like-minded people, that were also going through it. But my husband encouraged it after hearing the idea. You know, he was open to it. And I remember he said, well, I'm not going to say no. You just show me how it was done. And I was just like, okay,
that's
cool.
Right,
and that was powerful to me. I'm not going to say no. That means you have a possibility of saying yes.
Amen.
You know? Okay, well then let's go. You ready? Number 4, share small adventures. And what I mean by this is this. It's an adventure if you're doing something different, okay?
Right.
If it's something you're used to doing, like if you know that, hey, we're going to go on a coffee run, and you're like, that's a small adventure, but you guys always do that, that's not spontaneous, right? Okay, that's not spontaneity, okay? But what I'm saying is this, maybe go and create a picnic downstairs in your basement. And I'm saying do something that's spontaneous to you, right?
Right.
You know, that's what makes it an adventure, right? And then you can say, oh, here's all the little places we can go. And then when you start, and then you start mapping it and saying, hey, we did this. Remember when we did that? That was so fun. I would have never done that at this point. I would have never gone here. I would have never tried that.
Right.
It's creating excitement in your relationship, and it also sparks growth.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, hands down, you're creating new memories. When you can't differentiate a new memory from an old memory, then you know you're doing something different.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, then that brings us to number 5. You ready?
Last but not least.
It's the last but not least, but keep track of your growth, okay? If you track it, it will move. It will move if you track it. It's the truth, okay? And it's up to you and your mate, you know, to create a plan together, to set goals together, to work it out together.
Right.
And then together, you'll grow.
Together, we can achieve more people.
Yes, okay? You know, when you have more people doing things, you divide up the work, but you multiply the success.
Come on now. Ooh, I like that math.
Well, good. You're going to love this. You guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Me Too We Talk podcast. And I also want to remind you all that you can join us for Prep for Marriage. marriage starting this weekend, February 7th. Yes, it is Super Bowl weekend, and we are going to make sure we enter the marital garden. Are you all ready?
Yes.
It starts at 11 o'clock, and we had a record-breaking turnout. I cannot believe how much growth we're having.
Come
on, we're encouraging you all to continue to grow with us, because when you love them, you let them grow, okay?
Grow this class, people.
That's right. Let's grow together. And again, we promise to tell you the truth.
Again, we promise to tell you the whole truth.
And we promise to tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. And we'll see you this Sunday.